Representative Nancy Mace slams Democrat opposition to Lack and Riley Act. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 7, 2025. Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, criticized Democrat opposition to the Lack and Riley Act that was passed by the House of Representatives on Tuesday. In a post on X, Mace criticized Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, who was one of 159 Democrats who voted against the Lack and Riley Act. Mace slammed Jayapal for comparing Lack and Riley's murder to kids shoplifting chips. The radical left is going to vote against the Lack and Riley Act, with a squad member comparing Lacken's brutal murder to kids shoplifting chips, Mace wrote. Unreal. As Breitbart News's John Binder previously reported, under the Lack and Riley Act, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, will be required to take into custody illegal aliens arrested, charged, or convicted for burglary, theft, larceny, or shoplifting. Lack and Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student, was murdered on February 22, 2024, in Athens, Georgia, by an illegal alien who had been released from the southern border and into the United States. In November, Jose Antonio Ibarra was convicted on all counts of murdering Riley. In a post on X, Mark Kerkorian, who serves as the executive director for the Center for Immigration Studies, wrote, "I too want potential murderers deported before they can prey on Americans. But this sort of narrow focus legislation gives an out to lawmakers who oppose the broader and deeper changes needed to truly control immigration." Former NCAA swimming champion and women's sports activist Riley Gaines criticized Representative Sarah McBride, DITA, the first transgender candidate to have been elected to Congress, for being among the 159 Democrats who voted against the Lack and Riley Act. "And wouldn't you know, the man who wears a dress and calls himself a woman was a nay vote on the Lack and Riley Act," Gaines wrote in a post on X, as were 158 more anti-American Democrats. "They should all be ashamed. You know who would have benefited from a touch of grace, at Sarah McBride? Lack and Riley." Senator John Fetterman, DPA, expressed his support for the Lack and Riley Act, noting that he is in favor of having a secure border and a legal path to citizenship for Dreamers. ICE reported tens of thousands of migrants with criminal records, homicide or sexual assault, Fetterman wrote in a post on X, adding that 425,000 have criminal records in total and should be deported. "I support a secure border. I support a legal path for Dreamers," Fetterman added. "I support the Lack and Riley Act."